Well, good afternoon. I'm Brad of the Bone, and welcome to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, an eclectic collection of my old LPs, mixture of classic rock, new wave, new age, punk, rockabilly, and all my old vinyl LPs out of the late 70s, 80s, as I burn them to vinyl, and let you all enjoy them out there for a while in Cyberland, right here on Brad's Vinyl. And we hope you're listening to Kill Radio on this show as well. What do we got today? Today I'm giving you lots of heads. Talking Heads, to be exact. Talking Heads 77. David Byrne, Chris Franz on drums, Jerry Harrison, Martina Weymouth on bass. Talking Heads 77 out of 1977 from my vinyl collection of LPs right here on Brad's Vinyl and on Kill Radio, LA's most unruly internet radio station. Well, let's go ahead and get into side one, side A of Talking Heads 77 right now here on Brad's Vinyl.
Stand up. is it?
In their problems, I guess I'll experience some.
decisions are a way of life. Other people's problems, they overwhelm my mind. They say compassion is a virtue, but I don't have the time. Here we go again.
Yeah, all right. Other people's problems overwhelmed by mine. One of my more favorite songs of the Heads right there. That was side A. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl here, and we're listening to Talking Heads 77. Side A starting out with Uh-Oh, Love Comes to Town, and followed by New Feeling, Tentative Decisions, Happy Day, Who Is It? And ending up with No Compassion there. No Compassion. This was the first debut LP of Talking Heads. Not their first recording, however. They did record a single before this first LP. Talking Heads being originally a trio, an American rock band in New York City. Originally a trio of David Byrne, Chris Franz, and Tina Weymouth. And later adding Jerry Harrison on keyboards and guitars. Kind of a funk rock type sound, psychedelic funk rock. I don't know. Talking Heads. David Byrne can't carry a tune, can't sing. Maybe that's just an act. Maybe he really can sing. I don't know. But his voice cracks and squeaks. And some abstract sounds going on there. Very popular, though. I love him to death, as did millions of others. Their first LP sold, oh, how many albums did it sell? I don't know. It sold really well. And side two features one of their more popular LPs, Psycho Killer. We'll get into that, actually. That song came out, that song came out right around after Son of Sam was terrorizing New York City. Son of Sam, the mass killer, I don't know if you all remember, way back in 1977. And there was some eerie connection to that Psycho Killer song there. David Byrne actually wrote that song, though, many years before Son of Sam was ever around, so absolutely no relationship there. Brian Eno doing a lot of collaboration with them. And it shows, yeah, it shows. Those of you who know Brian Eno's style, you can kind of pick it up when you listen to psychedelic music like this and Psycho Killer from the Talking Heads. All right, you're listening to Brad's Vinyl here, right on Kill Radio, LA's most unruly internet station, and we are listening to one of my LPs, Talking Heads 77, their debut LP. Let's head on into side two right now of Talking Heads 77 on Brad's Vinyl.
wonderful. I'm tipping over backwards. I'm so ambitious. I'm looking back. I'm running a race and you're the book I read. So feel my fingers as they touch your arms. I'm spinning around and I feel alright. The book I read was in your eyes. Ooh, oh. Na, na, na. Is that a woman's voice I hear?
Psycho.
Right. Pulled me up. Pulled me up. He pulled up. Spunky song there, finishing up side B of Talking Heads' debut album, Talking Heads 77. I'm Brad of the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. We started out with The Book I Read, followed by Don't Worry About the Government, talking about buildings. Lots of songs about buildings. Later morphing into a name of one of their next LPs or later LPs. More songs about buildings and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Talking about his building having every convenience that he would ever want and talking about the government. Actually, sounds like socialism. Getting all he wants. I don't know. Don't Worry About the Government. Yeah, that's the name of that one. Followed by First Week, Last Week, Carefree. And then one of their hit pieces got a lot of airplay. We talked about it at the intermission. Psycho Killer. Psycho Killer reached number 92 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart. And finishing up with Pulled Up. Pulled Up. Alternative music right here on Brad's Vinyl. Talking Heads 77. And I hope you enjoyed today's show. Thanks for listening to Brad's Vinyl. And we got more Talking Heads. Listen to a future show and check us out. We'll see you next time.